God, bring your word to us anew this day, that we may grow in our love for you. Amen. Please be seated. The parable of the Good Samaritan is one of the most well-known passages in our Bible. I'm sure, like me, you've heard many sermons preached on this parable, drawing out the meaning of Christ's response to the question, "Who is my neighbour?" The parable confronts us with a picture of radical love for those in need. Often we read this passage from a moral perspective, how we should live our lives, extend love and compassion to others, and make a difference in the world. Today I want to offer a fresh and possibly maybe a slightly deeper perspective. Let us consider from where we find the resources to love our neighbour in such a radical way. I would like to suggest to you that the answer to that question can be found in the opening discourse between Jesus and the lawyer in our gospel passage. Our reading begins with an expert in the law who stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus' answer with a question of his own, which we could paraphrase as, "I know you're a smart lawyer, so you tell me what's written in the law." The lawyer's answer is profound. Not surprisingly, he quotes from the laws written in the books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus and says, "You should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself." Well, those are familiar commandments to us all, as this is Christ's response when asked what is the most important commandment. Christ goes further in Mark and Matthew as he responds to make things even simpler, breaking down the whole law into love God and love others. But just because something is simple doesn't mean it's easy. These commandments are two of the hardest ones to live by, and I would argue that we can only fulfill the second if we truly live the first. In other words, showing radical love for our neighbour is a consequence of loving God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. So how do we do this? Loving God with all our heart means to love God with our emotions. That is easy when things are going well and prayers are being answered in the way that we expect and want. But how about when things are not going so well? With all your heart means all the time. Even when God seems quiet. Even when he says wait. Even when he says no. And even when bad things happen. As we travel through life, we must see beyond the difficulties, the bad circumstances, to the God who wants to comfort us and will never forsake us. Loving God at all times is a day-to-day learning process. The secret is remembering that we are not alone. Christ is with us. We are formed into the likeness of Christ through our relationship with him. In the words of today's epistle, "May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, so that you may have all endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light." So how then do we love God with all our soul? When you let yourself be still and quiet and consider all the wonders of creation around you, the intricacies of your own body and the vastness of the universe, doesn't something inside you just know that there is a God? And don't you find deep within you a God-shaped hole that can only be filled by him. So you allow yourself to go past simply knowing that God exists and let your soul cry out that he loves us so much, that he sent his only son to die for us. Your soul takes you much further than your heart can. It takes you to a solid relationship with the living God. Loving God with all your soul is the cornerstone of our Christian faith. So what then about loving God with all our strength? This speaks to my actions, showing the love of God. I read his word, I understand his will, and I'm led by faith to act. Loving God with all my strength means stepping out in faith. It means stepping out of my comfort zone. It means stepping out to help my neighbour. Loving God with all my strength is not always easy to do either. Yet we should remember that we don't walk this path alone. Again, our epistle tells us that God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Christ lives in us, and we walk this road together. Finally, loving God with all our mind means renewing my mind by reading his word, praying, and engaging in fellowship with other believers. This gives us a new, much deeper perspective, so that we may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Therefore, in reality, loving God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind is a response rather than a command. We love because he has first loved us. The desert road from Jericho to Jerusalem, on which the man travelled in the parable, had many twists and turns, where bandits could wait out of sight for the lonely traveller. It was a dangerous road to travel. Christ took the dangerous road for us. He was beaten and broken, and he died for us. He first loved us. Yet it was through his death and glorious resurrection that we can meet Christ on the road and can love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. This is where we find true love, compassion, and purpose. This is where we find true meaning and value. Never see ourselves in the person lying on the roadside, the beaten and broken, recognizing our need of God. The road we travel is often filled with dangers, seeking to rob our families, livelihoods, and even life itself. The pandemic rumbles on. We face a climate catastrophe. There's a cost of living crisis. The economic and political outlook is uncertain. And many people around the world face war, famine, and desperation. But this is not the end of the journey. Let us meet with Christ on the road, in all that we are, and through his love for us. Let us choose to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind. Then perhaps we will understand what it means to love our neighbour. The parable of the Good Samaritan confronts us with a picture of radical love for those in need. It goes way beyond being nice to those around us, but compels us to show love to those who are not like us. Jesus clearly shows that our neighbour may not look like us, may believe different things to us, and may be someone with whom we don't agree. In the parable, those sharing the victim's religion and ethnic background pass him by in the moment of greatest need. Instead, he was helped by someone from a totally different background, a person the victim would have actively avoided. Eternal life is an inheritance from God, made possible through the love of Christ and our love for him in return. To respond to Christ's command to go and do likewise, we must first love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. And out of this deep love for God, we can radically love our neighbour, recognising that all are created in the image and likeness of God. Amen.